she can keep in mind. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry the Keeper for April 25th, 2023, episode number 37. Yes! A whole day early.
Another day early.
I feel so powerful.
You do. You are powerful. Hey, I love you. Welcome to the show.
Wow.
You're supposed to say.
We flipped the script here.
You're supposed to say.
I love you, darling. Hello, my queen.
There
How
you go.
Doing? Hey, give me this. Let's cheers right away. Boom, boom. Bam. Cheers. Nice. Okay, we know this wine. This is a familiar wine. We won't mention it yet. We're just going to see, has it opened up enough yet?
Yes, it's
open. Ooh, whoa. It's been open for a while.
We like this one.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh, that is a full-bodied wine.
Okay, so this is the Tool Time wine.
Yes, and it came from Ashley Slater.
Ashley
is the one who made the leather journals for
us. Which I'm using every single show I do. All of my shows have been documented in this, including even a MoFax is in here, one of the last ones, and Curry the Keeper and Podcasting 2.0 and No Agenda.
Cool.
All of them are in there.
You know, then maybe we should auction that off when you're done with it. That would be like a...
I like your business mind.
Yeah.
Yes. Let me talk about the wine
first.
Okay,
and then I'm going to read her email that came with it.
This is the Caduceus. And this is the winery from the lead singer from Tool.
Correct. Okay. And Renee had sent us that same bottle a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. The staff of the god Hermes and the herald of temporality and transformation, eloquence and change. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah.
Is that heathen or is it?
I don't know. But it's a good wine.
2019 mm-hmm. Onesta Arizona Red Table Wine. We really appreciate it, Ashley. Thank you.
Yes.
Because we liked this one last time.
It's delicious.
Okay. So we have, we're doing all kinds of, well, yeah. Read
well,
her email. Her
email says, Hero.
Hero.
It does. Hero.
Very good.
I heard the recent call for a wine donation, so expect a wine delivery tomorrow. I suppose it is a celebration of a few things. First, a return thank you for each of you going out of your way to talk about my journals on Curry and the Keeper and No Agenda. My audience has grown full of lovely people because of your kind words. I'd love to know, Tina, that you'll use it for taking notes through the Old Testament, and Adam, you have it next to you during each podcast. What an honor to get to know these tidbits. The wine is also a gift in celebration of Adam's recent baptism. Oh. The pictures of that special day were so beautiful. I'm so happy you two get to experience those memories together. I chose this wine because it is made by my favorite musician, Maynard James Keenan from Tool. That's Renee's favorite too. It's also my 20-year anniversary of a very special day when I got to meet Maynard. So that's pretty neat too.
Oh, that's cool.
I think too that today is the anniversary for Headbangers Ball. That's when she sent, that was on April 18th. She said, saw it on IG, so forgive me if it's incorrect. But if that's correct, and in 1987 on April 18th, it premiered, then the wine and the music combo is a well-suited coincidence.
It's very, very close. Headbangers Ball, they actually started it before I got there in 87. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Seal was hosting it, which almost nobody knows.
And he just did it for a couple months.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Couple months. Uh-huh. I think it was a couple months. And then, you know, everyone's like, oh, I didn't even know that they were going to do Headbangers Ball with me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there, the first thing, I wasn't even supposed to start when I started. I started Halloween, 87.
Oh. They're
like, we want you to start early, do Halloween. It's like, well, I don't have to start until...
1987, so you're 23?
Yes.
Wow. You're a babe.
And do I still look hot?
Yeah, even hotter. As men age, they get more handsome. Except us women, we get a little haggard.
Because I have all these aches and pains now.
Okay. I know. Adam threw something in the garbage can yesterday, and he had to retrieve it, and he bruised his ribs.
Well, actually, it was a bag of Phoebe's poop.
Yes.
And we have a special poop trash bag. I don't know why I was doing stuff, and I was also taking boxes out of the chlorine tablets, and I just tossed it in there, and it was empty, so it was all the way at the bottom. Like, oh, I'll just grab this, and I... lean over and you know, one of those, like, I can just push myself a little bit deeper down and get, and I heard something in my ribs go.
That's because you have no cushion around your ribs.
Oh man. And it's like now
he's suffering. He's got he probably broke his rib retrieving a poop,
I don't think I broke it. I don't think I broke it. So we just have to explain this. The second time we're doing the show a day early.
Yes.
And once again, it's for me.
Yes. Always about you, even though I am the talent, but it's okay.
Well, yes, correct. this time it's because tomorrow is my third and hopefully the last.
He's just been jackhammering procedure. Your mouth.
Yes, this is the, I should put that picture in the show notes. That one the one that Mitch sent me.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah. How cool does that look?
Adam's getting eight posts put in your mouth?
Seven tomorrow. It turns out he's going to leave one for later. We'll do that one later or whatever. I mean, he was up all night studying this. None of this, you know what he's doing?
Has he done this before?
Thank you. This is.
I'm like, come on now.
I think because we're friends, you know, he's really into it. And he's like, I was up all night.
He's all jacked up on it.
Doing all this. Well, this is why I liked him from the beginning. He's very serious about his craft. This is what he does. But he's oversharing a little bit with me because it's just making me more anxious.
It looks like you have the Terminator in your mouth.
I look like the Terminator. Yes. Period. That yes. picture. It's a scan of my skull, and it's all these
safe
different.
For him to put all these in at once.
Yes.
I mean,
only if he drinks a little bit of whiskey in the morning. That's what he said. He said, "Don't worry, I'll have my shot of whiskey in the morning. It's going to be great."
Oh my gosh!
No, it's totally safe. It's supposed to be only 3 hours, which is less than the first one.
Is he going to be drilling holes in
correct.
Your bone?
Correct. Yeah, that's what that clear guide is for. So. First, he'll use that guide and pinpoint all the holes, and then he'll use and he'll put those on my current teeth. You know, instead of the bridges that I have, he'll take those. First, he has to cut those off.
I know
because they're so tight.
And how is he going to know that he's not going to hit a nerve? He hits a nerve that's not going to.
Well,
be
there's
good.
No there's no nerves in there.
There isn't.
No, it's just bone.
Oh
yeah. There's no teeth. There's no, what nerve are you looking for? Unless he, you know, goes too far and shoots up into my nose or something.
Oh goodness gracious. Or your eye.
Not helping at all. Not helping.
We can get you a cool eye patch.
I like eye patch McCain.
You can put one that has screen to keeper
it's
on
not
it.
Even
and
funny.
No agenda.
It's just stop. It's not even
it's
funny.
Tax it's deductible, baby. I'm just thinking about our finances.
So I'm very anxious about it.
I know you are.
But
I know.
It's so nice. So many people are sending me prayers.
Prayer
and
warriors
sending,
are out. I yes. put it out on Instagram. The whole church is praying for you.
And of course,
I had
this horrible congestion.
Yeah.
Ever since my baptism, which was now
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. So I started my amoxicillin, which I wasn't supposed to start until today, started Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, based on Mitch's suggestions. Like, you know, just start using it, man. We can't have that.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
We were supposed to have Charles and the Meat Mafia boys over for dinner last night. I had a 5-pound roast. I bought all the food. So we're going to be eating on that roast.
But I needed to relax. I needed to relax my voice. That was all shot and everything. Anyway, enough about me.
Well,
how are you doing, talent?
But I wanted to shout out to Catherine and Kathy. Again, they stepped up. I did not have to pull out the Cuisinart or
it's
the blender.
It's still in the box. It's still in the box.
And they made medicinal bone broth and soup for Adam.
Which is what saved me
last time.
It saved
They
me.
Are angels. Yeah. They're angels.
And they had Bella helping out. It's like, who are we making this for?
For Adam. He broke his tooth. Okay. He broke his teeth, she said. But I wanted to tell you, after church on Sunday went up, because they have the elders come up to the front of the church and you can go and pray. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I'm going to go up and pray with Tommy Hayes. I don't think you met Tommy and his wife, Rocia. And so I met him once and a really lovely man. And so I go up and he's like, "Hey, Christina." I go, "It's Tina."
Close.
He goes, "Oh, Tina." He goes, I go, "I'd like to pray for my husband." He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Your husband, Mark?"
Which is actually your ex-husband's name. Wow.
I go, no.
No, no.
I'm like, that's really, where did he come up with Mark? I go, no, actually, and I laughed. I go, that's actually my ex-husband's name. But no, this is Adam, my last husband.
Now, does he know now? Does he know who I am?
I don't know if he knows you directly, but it was pretty funny. I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. So yes, we prayed together, his wife.
Some dude named Mark is getting all my prayers.
No, I corrected him. And then today I volunteered at the church and I asked the whole staff to pray for you. So
Thank you, Dolly.
Everybody's lifting you up, honey.
I'm getting so many beautiful messages. I know. I really, really appreciate it.
I know you're anxious. And I know.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. Know, and, and you're also like, I'm just going to drop you off and leave.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get some coffee.
Yeah. I'm going to have the dog will be up. So I got to go back and walk the dog. Screw the dog. The dog can pee in here. I don't care. It's all about me. You need to be with me. You got to pray over me. You got to be with me. You got to make sure that I'm woozy and I'm out before they start doing stuff.
So you're loopy? Yeah.
Yes. And so this is another thing. So last time Mitch gave me some, what was
Xanax.
It?
Xanax. It was Xanax.
No, it wasn't Xanax. It was, maybe it was Xanax.
Yeah, it was Xanax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so now he's like, no, try something new. I'm like, why? Halcyon, which, you know, is what Bon Jovi's doctor drugged me on in 1989. Oh. I don't understand. I was loopy for 2 weeks after that. So, no, this is different stuff. Like, okay. And I have to take it there at the office. So I have to be there at 7 in Burnie.
And they'll start at 8.
Yeah, but they give me the Haldol at 7.
Mm.
So I should get loopy. And I'm supposed to even pass out then, which is what I'm hoping.
Oh, okay. Oh, babe. It'll be okay.
I do not like this at all.
It'll be okay.
I show that picture, the Terminator picture. People are like, oh, geez. Brother. Dude, I'm praying extra for you.
Yeah, we should tweet that picture out for
it's
sure.
It's really bad.
So continuing about you.
Yes, I mean, back to me.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, it's your turn to be the talent.
No, just for a little bit.
Okay, just a little bit.
So. Two weeks ago, the reason why we did the show early is because that was the 11th and the 12th was my baptism.
Yeah.
Wow. It seems like so long ago, yet almost yesterday.
I
so
know.
Weird. So I just got my certificate. Thank you.
I know.
You picked that up today?
They gave it to me at church today. I know. It was
what an experience.
It was. It was so joyful for me leading up to it. And I know you were so excited, and Catherine and Brian were there, and Julie and Ben were there, and Debbie and her husband, Todd. And it was just,
Andrea
oh
and David came. Andrea a whole bunch and of people
yes,
came.
Yeah. A lot of people came. And it was just so joyful. I mean, just a lot of love and just worship. And then they called everybody up for you guys to line up. There were 14 people that got baptized.
It was a lot. Yeah.
Yes.
And there was no real order.
Yeah.
So at a certain point, it's just like, who's next?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm going now. I was like fourth or fifth or whatever. Yeah.
And I have to tell you, when you turn around and you handed me your watch, that just affected me so much. And I put your watch on. And I have it on in the picture when I went up to the...
I wanted to be clean. I didn't want to have anything on me.
No,
I wanted to be...
But just for me, because I know you've had that for so long. And I actually...
Years.
Ding, ding.
Yes, 33 years.
For some reason, that affected me so much to put your watch on. I just loved having that.
Oh, thank you.
I'm glad. Yes.
Well, it was important for me because I wanted to be complete. I just didn't want anything on me. I knew I had... I wanted just white t-shirt, jeans. It was great because I haven't had wet jeans since the 80s.
Yeah. Oh. So how was it for you? Tell us.
Oh, man. It was, well, what was really special. First of all, this is, you know, I'm sure people have seen a picture of it by now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've put it on the IG.
Yeah.
It used to be Insta. Now it's IG.
Yeah.
I don't do IG.
Okay.
So it's a real bathtub.
It's like a baptismal basin.
Yeah.
There's a word for it that Pastor Jimmy uses.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a catalog. Mm-hmm. You can order it. And it was nice and warm, and you can sit at the end and your legs are dangling over. So, but they push you under.
Oh, that's what I wanted to tell you. When they went under, I was watching them because I was standing right there, and they pushed you down until they saw the bubbles.
Yes, indeed. But what was so cool about it is, and I guess this really hadn't happened before, is that all of a sudden it was Russ and Jeff.
Oh, it was all the
Pastor
pastors.
Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget his name. Is it Tommy? No.
The older man?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never met him. I don't know who he was.
Really nice guy. Uh-huh. He's always hanging around doing all kinds of stuff for the church. But it was a lot of good energy. And to have, it may sound weird, but just to have these men put their hands on me as I'm going back and then push me down. I can understand like John the Baptist, you know, mm-hmm. I really felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And then have Jimmy do this.
I think it was as special for him as
it was. And then you see,
you.
In the picture where he's put his hand on my shoulder, you see John 8, you know, it's like free indeed.
His tattoo. And so Adam says to me the other day, I think I want to get a tattoo.
Yeah, all the cool kids have tattoos. I need a tat,
Pastor
man.
Jimmy has inspired him.
I need a tat, baby. I
well,
need
now
some.
That you've had your IV, you're not afraid of needles anymore.
I'm still very worried for tomorrow. Believe me, I'm not completely over the previous. I mean, although it was nothing, I'm sure tomorrow it'll. All I remember from the last time was it was easy going in, easy going out, and then the crap started.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's always the healing that's the worst.
I hope it's the same.
Yeah.
I'd take that. Anyway, and I felt so light, and I just really felt amazing, and it has definitely changed me.
Oh, I know.
In so many ways.
I know.
And
I know.
I'm getting messages and all kinds of stuff.
And you're inspiring people, and yeah. I do have to mention that Julie and Ben were there, and you know, Julie and I, man, we got even you now. We have our hands up with the music, and she said, "Mark that day, April 12th, 2023. Ben Lofgarden had his hands up in the air, singing
both hands,
the songs.
Both hands, not just like halfway, like holding the baby, no,
you had
all the way up,
holding the baby, rocking the baby,
rocking the baby."
I thought that was so funny when
also,
she said that.
Also, you know, you and Annette had put together such a great playlist of such fantastic
oh, I know.
Songs. Ending, of course, with Rattle, which is my favorite.
Yeah, if you have not listened to Rattle, it's
and
Elevation
Jimmy,
Worship
and
Song.
Jimmy, of course, didn't really do a solo, but he had this amazing compressed sustain on his guitar, which is nerd speak.
And no idea what
and
that
then,
means.
Right, but during Rattle, he was just... It was just, and he would do the head back face. I saw you, Pastor Jimmy.
He's a rock and roller.
Yeah. I love the whole thing. It was just fantastic.
And I love the fact that Pastor Jimmy baptized you. I mean, that to me just was the icing on the cake. It was just beautiful. And then, absolutely beautiful.
We put these pictures out there. I get Roger McGuinn.
Oh, from the Birds.
Welcome, brother.
I'm like,
what? You're a Christian? Roger McGuinn from the Birds? All these people. Agent Orange.
You got a card today, or yesterday. Congratulations on your baptism. And he said,
I didn't know he was a Christian.
Here.
I didn't know he was a Christian.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been my military contact for a decade.
Yeah.
Never knew.
I know. That was so
Never
nice.
Knew.
You also got a card from the Baron of Old Bay. And he sent you, he could not find a baptism card. So he got you a on your baby's christening card.
Get it crossed out.
So he says, Adam, congratulations.
I love it.
No, it's not crossed out. See?
Perfect.
Says,
I love it.
Adam, congratulations on your baptism. It was a lot harder to find an adult baptism card than I thought it would be. Hey, that's a good business idea. As an OG Christian Catholic, we give money for college when people get baptized. So please accept this gift. We all know college money goes to drinking. So use the money for that.
Oh, how much did he give us?
$50, which I promptly put it in my wallet. Seriously.
Thank you. Oh, that's very.
I bought wine with it.
I love that. Thank you.
Seriously. I love experiencing both of your faith journeys on the show. Thank you for sharing with all the cork soakers.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And you actually got a couple gifts because Pastor Russ bought you this Cold Case Christianity book.
I love this book.
Yes.
It's about a detective who, very similar to...
Evidence Demands
a Verdict. Mm-hmm. This guy, he did cold cases as a detective, and he decided to go and put his detective skills to use and find out if it's all real.
Yes.
And I honestly have only started it because we've been just so busy. But I'm super excited about it. And I was able to thank him because there were, so much is happening. I know you're the talent, but bear with me. Because then there was the men's breakfast.
Oh, my list is very long.
Okay. I'll roll with your list. You take me through because I'm sure it's chronological.
It is.
Okay.
Because that's how I roll.
Because you are so organized.
I'm a linear thinker, babe. And
This is why we're so great.
I know.
This is why there's two of us. You're linear. I'm boink, boink, boink,
and
boink,
boink. And if you would see the desk that I'm working at, it's like it's held together with gaffer tape.
Hey, come on. Like, a little respect, will you? I mean, look, I needed to give you a new microphone because I was bleeding over too much. It was bugging the crap out of me. So you are now rocking the Heil PR40.
Oh, nice.
Which works... Which actually, I think, works nicely with your voice.
Oh, thank you.
And if not, people will tell me. It also works really well with the Rodecaster too. So I'm in heaven here.
Because I sounded really loud on the last show. So
that was just my mixing.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Producer, come on.
That's my mixing skills. But I was coming through your mic all the time. So I was like, had my head down behind the screen trying to stop it. That mic sounds good on you, but we can't have that.
Okay.
And for reasons we'll discuss.
Oh, okay. But I wanted to also thank Catherine and Kathy because they bought you the Founder's Bible. We have received so many Bibles.
Love that thing. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. That's like you put your whole family tree in there.
Yeah.
And then when I'm dead, someone gets it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I like,
stays,
you know,
in the family forever.
Yeah. It's interesting how when I asked for prayers today for you, I got a couple people who said, sending good vibes.
Groovy, man.
Anyway,
groovy.
So, yeah, sending good after vibes. Your baptism, we went to the vaudeville dinner event.
Oh, I'm glad you kept the list because holy crap, that was almost like my baptism celebration dinner.
Yes, it was. Vaudeville hosts these supper events. I think they're called supper events or
supper
dinner
club,
events.
Supper club.
Mm-hmm. It exquisite. And so we
and
went
so,
with
so Jordan is he was trained in France and you know and we're talking eight courses of small tiny courses.
Yes. Yeah.
And we went with the Kings.
Yes, we went with the Kings.
Always
they're
fun.
They're always a good time. And so of course, you know, we had talked about the vaudeville wine on the previous show. So of course Adam goes up to Dylan the sommelier, "Hey, we talked about your wine on our podcast." I looked at my like, "Dylan, seriously.
I
compared it to black mulch. Do not don't take it serious."
I sent him the clip and did not hear back. Maybe they're pissed forever. I don't know.
But this is lovely. I mean, each entree was like a work of art. And it
literally
and
art.
And I think
yeah,
there were
food
seven
art.
Or eight courses.
Mm-hmm.
And just small, though, like
yeah.
super small.
Yeah.
So we didn't walk out of there.
I forgot to bring the menu with me because that was actually, I wanted to bring that home because we could have talked about all these different things. Now I don't really remember other than everything was art. Everything was beautiful.
But what I like the most is that, so there was four of us. And then when they came to put the next serving down,
there were
four people that came out.
Yeah.
They all stopped at the table. And they, like on the count of three, they put the plates down at the same time.
Yeah.
It was top notch.
Well, and so they had not just the food, but the presentation. It's unbelievable this exists in Hill Country.
I know, in Fredericksburg.
I mean, truly unbelievable because we, you know, little known secret, we are incredible foodies.
Yes.
So we've been to some restaurants that we went, well, in Paris, we went specifically to go to a certain restaurant.
And in Vegas, we went
Vegas
to Joel Robuchon.
Joel Robuchon. I mean, and we'll save up for it, you know, because it's expensive. This was not even that expensive, but level of food and how they presented it and everything.
It was,
I would say, on par with Michelin star rated restaurants.
Yeah.
On par.
Yeah.
And they only do it for like 60 people or something.
Yeah.
It's really, they do
very,
it very
keep
small.
It very,
yeah,
very
small.
I think they
it
have
so
two
special.
Settings. I know. It was so lovely. Special. But we did start off with a bottle of champagne and then we went through two bottles of wine. So
I would say that was good.
It was
good.
Another
yes.
like saucy night for sure. And
yes.
then
luckily the car drives itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Again. Yes.
Again. Yes.
Yeah. And we did say that to Andrea and David.
5 minutes from our house. 5 minutes from our house. I mean, we could drive 30. Well, actually, it is speed limit 30.
Yes.
So there's not much that's going to go wrong.
Yeah. Please don't be following us out of any restaurants.
You know, cops. Hello, cops, not us.
And then it was after that that you went to the men's breakfast at church.
Was that
with
the next day?
John Lynch. No, that was on Saturday. We went on Thursday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with women. My sisters, my mom, I have a daughter, I have stepdaughters, I have a wife.
You have a female dog?
I got a female dog. And, you know, ever since we've moved here, there's been so much male energy.
I know.
And I'm tapping into it.
I know.
It's so cool. Like Jimmy would be numero uno.
You got lots of bromances going
total
on.
Total bro stuff happening.
Yeah.
And this men's breakfast, it was 60, 70 men there, all, you know, from young, much younger than me to much older or, you know, somewhat older, I guess.
Babe, you're on the top upper two-thirds now.
I'm getting up there. and John Lynch just did this. I mean, I can't even explain it. It was so good. And if people don't know who John Lynch is.
Oh, he's written a couple books. Yeah.
Yeah. What was the Cure is his one of his famous books.
I believe so. I don't have his books.
And
he was, yeah.
He just does it. He just stands up off the cuff. He's almost like Robin Williams bringing in Scottish accents. And he's also an actor, a playwright.
He's very entertaining.
A thespian.
Yes.
I should say a thespian.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, such a thespian. And then didn't we have...
Then we had Pastor Jimmy and Annette invited us to
Grape Creek to the winery.
Yes, to a late early dinner on
Saturday. We are like so bad. We're just everywhere. We're doing stuff nonstop. I'm a little tired.
Finally, because we were doing nothing.
Could you slow that shit down, baby? Please, it's like it's a little much for me.
Because we did nothing for a year and a half here until I finally got us some friends. I got us some friends.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Thanks for finding some. Thanks. Did you put an ad in the paper? Did you go on an
no,
app?
No, I asked God, and God delivered.
He sure did.
And he did it in big...
Hey, God, slow down, man. I need some time off.
We had lunch with... I met John and Stacy. Stacy's his wife, and we were with Pastor Jimmy and Annette. And
another
podcast
I'm going to set up.
Yes.
John wants to do a podcast.
We went to Grape Creek, and we were having a great time. I mean... John's asking all sorts of questions. We're asking him questions and just great fellowship. And so we're there and
fellowship? What kind of word is this?
I got that from Pastor Jimmy.
Yeah, that doesn't fit. Just great. Just wonderful fellowship. Seriously, bro?
Yeah, I got it. He says prayers all the time. I got it.
Okay.
What's wrong with that? I can say that.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. I'm just calling you out on it.
Lovely fellowship.
Oh, fellowship. It's almost like some kind of degree we're getting. Like we have a fellowship in wineries.
Stick with me, baby. You'll go to New Heights with your vernacular.
Fellowship. Nice.
Yeah, so we met them. And so anyway, we're at Grape Creek and we're just chatting away. And we finally order and we finally get our food. And as soon as they put the food down, the manager comes up and goes, "Oh yeah, just so you know, you only have this table for 15 more minutes. You only get a 2-hour limit on the table. So you're going to have to eat
real
fast."
And here we are, six Christians. No one's going to say, "Hey, that's off. That's out of order, bro." No one did it. We're all looking at each other like, "Well, let's eat fast."
And here's me. I'm giving them a bad review. And that's what Annette said too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm like, that was.
Well, apparently, like the manager heard about this or something and then called Jimmy.
Oh, he did. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know this part. Oh, she. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this.
Yeah. Someone called and said, "Hey, we're really sorry. That wasn't how it was supposed to go down." And.
Yeah. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, it was just weird how we're all adults. We're all like, and we just turned into like children going, "Okay. We'll eat fast."
I know. And you inhaled the pizza.
I was so hungry.
I turn around, look, and 3/4 of it is gone.
Like, I don't want any trouble here. I'm going to eat. And then we sat on. But then we had another glass of wine on the terrace.
They moved
us out. It was all great.
Yeah, it ended up being fine. Well, good. I'm glad that they called in and rectified that. So.
Okay. Then, just so you know, I'm being lived. All right. I have no control over my life. The keeper is living me. She's pushing me. All right. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, okay. And then you're going to do the show. And then I'm going to make sandwiches for you because.
No. I said I was going to make a traveling charcuterie board, correct. Which I did.
Correct. You did make a traveling charcuterie board.
Sunday we ended up going to the Mercy Me concert.
I had to be done with No Agenda on time. I was pushing Dvorak. We got to be done.
I know you emerged out of the studio like 4:45. I'm like, dude. And I made you take a shower early because usually you come out, you're kind of the stink master.
As I said, I have no life. It's like you're my road manager. Right. Take a shower. You have to take a shower in the morning. Right. Your hair. Fix your hair. You have headphone hair. All right. Here's your food. Eat your food. I'll drive.
No. So Annette ended up giving me some food that somebody had made them. She's like, "We can't eat all of this because they were going out of town."
That was actually good. What was it?
It was some sort of enchilada keto casserole.
Perfect.
And so,
keto.
Yeah.
Keto casserole.
You didn't even know that, did you?
No, I would have rejected it out of hand, just calling it keto casserole. It's like, I don't want any of that. You know.
It was pretty tasty because it was smothered in cheese. It was good.
No, it was good.
Because all those keto people, they love their cheese.
But if I had known it was keto casserole, it would have been a slight rejection.
You snarfed it.
I know. I didn't know what I was doing.
So I didn't have to.
Brand it properly.
I had my whole traveling charcuterie board, which was going to be your dinner, because I was like, we got to get in the car.
Yeah, then we also had to have something that wouldn't stick in my teeth.
Yes, I'm sure. I was thinking about your teeth. See what a good wife I am?
Can you fill me up a little bit, good wife?
Yes.
You're such a good wife. By the way.
Yeah?
I love you.
Oh, yeah. I love you too, babe.
I like that you did your hair for this show. Oh. You said you weren't going to do it anymore.
I did. I volunteered at the church today. I had to look presentable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is going to be a long show. We might have to crack open another bottle.
No, because
that's right.
I cannot have too much. I have to overhydrate tonight.
Well,
and I can't. You're driving me tomorrow early.
Okay, so anyway, so I'm cracking the whip. Adam, come on, we got to go. We got to get in our car. So I text Annette.
So good.
We're on our way. So we get there at about 5:25. They're waiting in the driveway. So
yeah, in the car.
In the car. They're like, okay.
All right, let's snap.
Because we wanted to get there because they wanted us, the doors open at 6 and we wanted to.
Now, do we need to tell the backstory of Mercy Me? Did we already do that?
We already
on the last
did,
show?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we did. So then.
I should probably tell the beginning because we rolled up first, Jimmy and I.
Hold on, though.
Sorry. Curse slap.
Curse laugh. So we pull up to Pastor Jimmy and Annette's house, and Annette hops out of the car. She hops in with me, and you drive with Jimmy because they're staying in San Antonio because they're flying out the next day.
Right.
So I'm following Jimmy. Okay. He is driving. I look down at my speedometer. I'm following you guys. I'm doing 91. I go, Annette.
I didn't even realize that.
I go, Annette.
Well, that was on the 10. That was on the 10. It's permissible.
91?
We were talking about movies. We were talking about bands. I was talking about value for value with music. We're like, yeah. We're nerding out. We're talking about the men's breakfast. So I'm lead foot.
Well, he's my kind of driver, though.
yes, he
but
is.
But I looked at him like, Annette, I'm doing 91. Yeah.
And by the way, whenever I'm driving, here's how it goes. Speed limit is 55 here. Slow down. You're doing 60 at 55.
Well, that's probably because you've been drinking.
No, it's just, you're just controlling me, controlling my drive. If you could have me drive, but you could control everything I do,
and
you'd be
then
happy.
When you drive too, and somebody's really slow and you're behind them, you're like behind them the whole time. Like, and in my head, I'm going, go around him. And I keep my mouth shut.
I'm peaceful. I'm calm.
I'm like, the person in front of you is really
I
slow.
I fly 250 miles an hour in airplanes.
Oh, we'll get to that. And then.
Buckle in, people. It's going to be a long one today. Buckle in.
I keep my mouth shut when you're like, dun, 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 and I'm like, oh my goodness.
It's like,
go around him.
It's like, I can't win. It's like,
I don't say anything. I keep my mouth shut.
But I don't want you sitting there being all frustrated.
I'm just biting the inside of my mouth.
Okay. When I first had my car, not this one, but the previous one.
Oh,
no, when I had
zippy.
This one.
Zippy.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, you're going to rip you're zippy. And because I can zip just like you. I can zip like anybody. Yeah. But you don't like it when I zip. You don't trust me. Bottom line, you don't trust me. Just be honest about it. You don't trust me driving. Be honest. 100%.
Okay.
5x5.
I just think I'm a better driver.
Ah.
But you're a better pilot. Okay, we'll get to that. Anyway.
What do you mean you're a better driver?
I don't know. It's all about control.
Since we've been married, who has had an accident? Two? Well, not married, but since we've been together. You backed into the, you crashed into the Porsche.
Oh, yeah.
Crashed, you rear-ended a Porsche.
Yeah, I did.
And you backed up into some other lady who was backing up, and you said that it was her fault.
That was...
You were backing up, too.
It was
you were both
fault.
Backing up.
No. I had my brakes on and I was honking my horn. We had both started.
But you had started to back up.
Anyway, who was the one that got pulled over by the cops?
And who got no ticket?
That was a funny story, though, too, because you're like, these cops, they should be focusing on the homeless and all the crime in Austin.
And the guy's like, hey, Mr. Curry, go ahead. Yeah, you're good to go.
And then afterwards, Adam goes, they're really good guys.
Well, first of all, I love law enforcement. You know that. But this was in Austin. It was a little different.
Yeah. Anyway, right.
Don't bust me, man. We want these guys to be our friends.
I know. Right. So anyway, so we go to the Mercy Me concert. But yes, driving behind Jimmy, I look down. I'm doing 91. I don't know what he was doing, but we got there. We got there in pretty good time.
Oh, we were a great time. And then first we have to, of course, Google thing, which Jimmy was using, steered us completely wrong.
Oh, no, he dropped a pin. Guitar player dropped a pin, and so we were trying to figure out the entrance.
Yeah, so it was backstage where the tour buses are.
Yeah.
So we roll up, and there's some dude. He's like, nah, I don't have no list. You're not on no list. I don't know any list.
Oh, is that what he was saying when you guys pulled up?
Yeah. But, you know, he was an old dude. He had no list. Trust me. He had no list. I had a list. I don't have the list. And so Jimmy texts Michael, guitar player, and he comes out. And right away, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, it was good. And Michael is wearing a T-shirt that says Curry and Dvorak Consulting Group, which is not a non-existent. It's a bootleg.
He had them made.
Yeah, he had the merch people make them.
It's so cool.
And this is when it starts to dawn. Because, you know, the whole way this came together is their pastor showed a bit of Rogan when I was on Joe. And that, you know, so that connected to Jimmy. And then he said, if you guys ever, if we're around, come down and see the show. I had no idea how big they were fan-wise, or that they knew everything. It was him and Barry who had donated that Sunday without a note, and I didn't put it together.
And you didn't connect because he didn't say he was from Mercy Me.
No, it's just Barry, you know, Gwyn, forget his last name. And it was $500 for no agenda. And I was like, I didn't put it together. And we gave him a double up karma, of course, you know. And then Nathan, and they're all like, oh, yeah, and we've been listening since Nathan, the bass player, started listening 2019, and he hit everyone in the mouth.
Oh.
And it was, and we just stood there in the parking lot next to the bus for, what, 30 minutes just talking about the show and how they loved this show and that episode, well, 1545 was great. And I'm just going, holy crap.
Oh, yeah. And Mike was so grateful to you for curing his addiction of Fox News.
He said that he was on a bad path being a news junkie.
Such cool guys. Yeah. Just so cool. And so then we go into the bag.
And of course I had watched the movie about
I Can Only Imagine,
which is more about the lead singer Bart, but and with Dennis Quaid, which is actually a pretty good movie.
It's a really good movie. It's a true story.
So I knew a little bit more. And of course, you know, what was interesting is during the concert, I knew so many songs because you've played these songs
I knew almost all of them. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so, you know, we're backstage and they're just so gracious. And the road manager, who was larger than life, literally, he's like 9 feet tall, you know, 390 pounds, just a huge dude.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Steve Brickle.
Brickle, yeah.
I know. So we go back there. I've never been backstage, and catering.
This
like
was new,
all
this was
this
new for you.
Food?
You've never been in a concert backstage as a guest.
I see all this food.
We actually got the wives and girlfriends treatment.
Yeah, and so then I turn around, I see cake, and I'm like, oh,
cake.
I really am. We're on a piece of that cake.
I'll just have some water. She said, I'll just have a bottle of water. That's good.
Water's fine. Thanks.
If they know, if they're going to hear this, like, you wanted that cake, we would have given you the cake, girl. You could have all the cake you want.
No, I'm kidding. But Mike listens to Curry and the Keeper, and he's like, you guys need to get some chickens. You need to get some chickens.
And I'm like, Mike,
chickens are great.
Ixnay and the Ikenchay, brother.
His son
was like,
no, don't get the chickens because when they get massacred, there's feathers everywhere.
His son is my new favorite dude.
He was a lovely young
how
man,
old is
too.
He
said he was 18. He was 18. And I love that he stood there and chatted with us. It was
very,
so great.
Very, very cool young man. And I liked him even more. And he's like, no, you don't want chickens, man. That's just not what you want.
But Mike's like, you need to get some chickens. And, you really need to get some chickens.
No, you don't want chickens. No.
And then he's talking about the ducks, how he came home and his kids had two ducks. And
well, yeah, he's like OG Kentucky redneck. I mean,
no, they're Tennessee baby.
No, I think he's originally from Kentucky.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think he is.
But anyway, so he's taking us to our seats and we're going through all
this. This is hilarious. It's like Spinal Tap. So he's taking us backstage, side stage, and everyone's like, it's almost like that scene in Spinal Tap, which you may not remember, like, all right, rock and roll. They're trying to find the stage door. They can't. Oh, it's over this way. Rock and roll. Rock and roll. We're ready. All right, let's rock. Oh, wait, it's over here.
That's what it was like trying to find our seats.
So we finally get in there. And it was so nice of him to walk us to our seats. You know, this is 3,500 people waiting to see him, amongst others.
Yeah.
It was so cool. We got perfect seats and we're... So the first was, I keep forgetting, Micah.
Micah Tyler, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Taya was the second.
As we were walking in, Micah Tyler? Tyler's playing, and he's playing, and so I hear, ACD. And he's doing gospel over it. Like, wow, this is good.
Worship, not gospel, worship.
It was.
Was it gospel?
Oh, you're correcting me now? It was the word of God, okay?
Sorry.
It was gospel.
Sorry.
It was straight from the Bible. Okay. He was doing Bible verses over
it. Oh, he's doing scripture.
Okay. I'm just a crappy Christian here. I'm just no good. So this was my first Christian rock concert, which is remarkable. Now, I've been to a lot of shows, And I've been in the mosh pit, and it's usually drunk people, and it's way too loud.
You've been in the middle of debauchery.
I've been under the stage at Def Leppard's Rock of Ages Club.
Yes.
I've seen a lot, done. This affected me deeply.
I know.
Your
wheels started turning.
Oh, I was getting messages. I was getting all kinds of stuff. And so I'm looking up at the screen, and so they had the lyrics on the screen, which is, oh, I'm like, that's kind of cool. And it's very much like church. And then some guy comes out and he does a whole rap and, you know, it's all, and there's, it was really kind of a bit like a more music focused, church mm-hmm. service in a way,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, obviously much more focused on the music. And then Taya, she's from Australia mm-hmm. and she's from a big church in Australia. And then she did her thing, which is also a lot of a good.
She screeched a little bit too much for me. Yeah. I felt, but she was good.
I yeah. like, mm-hmm. And then, but then Mercy Me comes out
oh.
and the screens come alive and they've got this like 80s 8-bit, but high tech version of graphics popping all over the place in complete coordinated like 70s, you know, rainbow graphics. I was just like, whoa, what is going on here? And the sound was tight. And Mike's wearing the t-shirt.
He's wearing the Curry DeVore
Consulting Group t-shirt. I'm like, oh man, this is so crazy.
I know, you kept zooming in trying to get a picture of him.
I was like, wow. But everyone was, the band is tight. It's just good.
It was.
And I'm looking around. I'm seeing 70 to 77. I'm seeing accountants, bikers, truck drivers.
Worshiping, hands up in the air, just, fantastic.
Yeah, it was really something special going on.
Mm-hmm.
Really was. It was just,
I enjoyed it.
And I was really feeling the music.
Mm-hmm.
Really. And so the message I got was, I have to do something with this. This is where things started.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Like, I got to do something. There's a lot more people making music like this, and we need to do something with
it. Yes, yeah.
Because it's still all, you know, it's always radio, licensing, all kinds of issues.
Yeah.
I don't want to go too deep, but my wheels are spinning.
Yeah.
And my wheels are spinning on
so
that.
So towards the end of the concert, we were invited to go to the side of the stage.
Right.
And we were able to see them do their last song, which was... The Happy Dance song, yes.
And the whole crew, everyone went on stage. Jumping around.
Yeah, so I was actually watching it from the side view of the stage, mm-hmm. which is something I've never, ever experienced
before.
Wasn't
that cool?
So I was I was like a kid in a candy store. I've never experienced that. And then as soon as they got off the stage, they're like, hey, Adam,
right
Jimmy,
away. Hey, Annette. Let's chat. And they're just like chatting with us for half an hour.
I know.
Like, don't you want to like towel off, rest?
We're getting on the plane gracious. Later.
Yep.
And so now you got a new friend. You, Jimmy, and Mike are like bromancing all over the place.
Oh, goodness.
I know. You're like, I'm texting with Mike and Pastor Jimmy.
No, it's more, it's like, who are you texting? Because, you know, it's very weird that I'm texting a lot. Who are you texting? Like my girlfriends. Mike and Jimmy and Michael and Nathan sent me a video today.
Yes.
You know,
I
saying they're praying for me for tomorrow.
I love that this friendship has developed. I really, for both you and Pastor Jimmy. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
That was a highlight for me. Cause you know, I love live music.
Oh
yeah.
So for me, the highlight was watching you.
Yeah.
You were worshiping, girl. You were just going all in on it. And the band saw you too. They're like, man, Tina was just all over.
And I go, how could you see us? They're like, well, Adam's 7 feet tall.
Yeah,
we could see you. Yeah, that was pretty funny. And I loved
it
experiencing it with Jimmy and Annette.
That was dynamite.
So much.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Really
cool. It was so much fun.
All right. Then what happened?
We came home.
Oh, we did. We actually have a home. We came home and we stayed in our home.
Actually, that day, Cassandra picked up Phoebe because we were heading out to Nashville. So Phoebe went and got a refresher course. She passed with flying colors.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did really, really
Cassandra
well.
Cassandra is who gave her the initial lobotomy.
Yes.
And she drove up from San Antonio.
And took her.
So happy we have Cassandra in our life to do that with Phoebe.
Phoebe comes back out of sorts, though.
A little bit.
She comes back out of sorts. Yeah. So, but she's back to normal now.
Yeah, but that's, you know, she's sensitive.
Yeah, and so, Monday morning we got up and traveled to Nashville.
Yes, this was very exciting.
Yes.
I had saved up a lot of my training sessions because I am going for my instrument rating. So we're going to fly. I was going to fly us to Nashville from our little airport here, Gillespie Airport.
Yes.
In a Cirrus SR-22 Turbo, which was the which we rented for the occasion.
Just to put that in perspective, smaller than an SUV.
Okay. It's basically, it's like an Audi that flies. It's an Audi that flies. It was very beautiful. It's flies itself. It does. I mean, it's very modern. You have to admit. I mean, please say something nice about it. It has a parachute.
It's got nice windows.
It has two screens. I mean, it's all, you see all the technology.
When you're sitting in the back, I mean, I can't see any
you
of that.
You saw it, right? Is it modern? It's not like a Cessna. I want people to get the right. It's not like a Cessna with little dials.
A lot of computer stuff. Yeah.
A lot of computer stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No knobs, no joystick. I didn't see a joystick.
That was on the left.
Okay.
That's how I joysticked it. Mm. And this is very exciting. So, we're going to fly. It's going to be out 3.5 hours. And you met Amy Lynn.
Yeah. So I want to talk about Amy Lynn. So
let me just go back for a second before you talk about Amy Lynn.
Okay.
So when I first told you that I had a female flight instructor, you went, huh?
Well, yeah. Because let me tell you, in my head, this is what I pictured. Okay. I pictured.
Well, the fact that her name is Amy Lynn didn't help.
Yes. This is what I pictured. Kind of a stripper name, right? What did you say? Okay.
Man, I hope she's not listening.
So here's what I pictured. You know this.
And now give it up for Amy Lynn on stage. Gentlemen, get your dollars out.
So I pictured Amy Lynn tall with like tight blue pants and the little captain's shirt with the little, what are the things?
The
epaulets on the shoulder, you know, one button unbuttoned.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
Ample bosom. You know, this blonde glowing hair.
This is really what you had. I believe you.
I believe you all the way. So I could just see her like skipping along. Come on, Adam, hop in my plane.
And all I kept telling you was she's a really good pilot. She's a great instructor. I really like her. And you just were not buying it at all.
So I have this visual in my head of Amy Lynn, you know, in her like little, you know, pilot uniform. So out comes Amy Lynn. She's about 5'2". And she looks like Marsha Brady when Marsha Brady was a little girl.
She's only 25.
She's smart as a whip.
And a very good pilot.
And a very good pilot. But it's so funny how I pictured her that way.
I knew it. And I kept trying to tell you. I said, she could be my daughter. What are you worried about? She's a good pilot.
And I go, oh my God, she's Marsha Brady. Marsha.
Well, Marsha has just been hired by Sky West.
Yes.
So that sucks.
She was lovely too. And I trusted her. I trusted you too. I wasn't.
No, we popped right in. You were like, okay, I'm getting in over the wing. I don't like that part. You're like, all right, whatever.
I was thinking of your first wife when I had to climb over the wing because you said she would never do that. I'm like, here I go. His last wife climbing over the wing.
Best wife ever. So she climbs in over the wing. She's in, and it's roomy in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
It's leather seats.
Yeah, had USB port.
Cup holders, USB port, yeah. Everything you need. Big mm-hmm. window so you can look out, which was not what you wanted. So we're literally waiting. So, you know, we're started up and it's early. So and there's only one other plane behind us and we're just waiting for this one plane to land.
I want to say, okay, so before we're taking off, you're asking Amy Lynn a lot of questions because I can hear you and I'm mm-hmm. thinking, oh my God, it's making me kind of nervous. Like, does he not know what he's doing?
What kind of questions are you
asking? I don't remember what you were asking, but I just remember you asking questions and I'm thinking.
Oh, it's just confirmation.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just what you confirm.
I have that on my list. Adam asking lots of questions before we take off made me nervous.
And you even said, I don't need to hear all this. Could you just turn that off? Yes. I don't want to hear you in the air traffic control and everything.
Yes, yeah.
And,
but I was really impressed with how Amy was talking to them because she was just spewing off all that air traffic control.
She did
jargon.
The radio.
Yes.
Yeah, she did the radio. Yeah. I mean, because I can do the radio, no problem, but let me make sure I get all the other stuff right. She does the radio.
Yes.
This is a pilot controlled airport. So we're basically waiting for one plane to land. And some lady, I guess, who came in on a Cessna 172 from Austin, mm-hmm. actually. And so. For reasons unknown to us, she decided to land with the wind in the back, which is not, and it was only 5 knots of wind and it was variable. So you could have chosen either runway. That's what she chose. It's totally okay if you know what you're doing. I don't know what we're still not sure what happened. We're literally watching. So we're seeing her land. We're seeing her come down towards us, you know, instead of away from us or towards us. Land, bounce. She bounces again, goes up 30 feet and literally maybe 200, maybe 100 yards from us, comes down, the gear collapses, the nose goes down, the prop hits the ground, this debris and dust. And it's Amy Lynn and I just, I've never seen this. And then all we hear from the back is, yeah, I didn't need to see that. And, you know, and right away, the radio alarm goes off and the emergency services and Amy's calling people. And, you know, it's like, holy crap.
Yes, that was.
And I kept looking at you like, does she want to get out? Does she want to not go anymore?
Yes, because it was just at that moment that I turned and because you were aware of it before I was. And as I turned to look, I saw that nose of that plane go down into the ground. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, oh, seriously? Man. Right before we're ready to take off.
I mean, we were literally about to take off.
Yes. And we were the next in line.
Yeah. So, you know, but then it's like, you know, she's okay. All right, good. And then they're dragging the debris off the runway.
Gosh.
It was going to take a little longer. So we shut down, went to the FBO, went in, you know, had a
what
little.
What does FBO stand for?
Was it flight field based operator?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so basically they sell you the gas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they give you free coffee and, you know, place to pee.
Yeah. So we finally take off.
Finally take off. I hope you were impressed with everything.
Yeah. And, you know, a little bumpy going up and then it leveled off and it was. You know,
we could
fine.
Even use our cell phones most of the way.
Yeah, you got up to 9,000 feet, I couldn't really use them.
Listen to you, 9,000.
I was
feet.
Watching yeah. the thing. I was yeah. watching the thing, and then that alert kept coming out. I'm like, what's going on? Why the oxygen alert?
Well, so the one, so we could have gone faster, like probably a half hour less travel time if we'd gone up to 20,000 feet. But that would mean you'd have to have a cannula in your nose, you know, underneath your nose with oxygen. I'm like, I'm not going to, and Amy Lynn and I had already discussed it. We're not going to introduce Tina to the cannula with oxygen. We're going to stay at 10,000 or below.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think she'll like that if we have to stick a thing up her nose for oxygen.
No. So we're getting close to Nashville and, it starts to get a little bumpy.
Well, so here's what happened. So you're not listening because we're on the radio.
You shut me up.
We're talking to Memphis Center, and then I hear Southwest, and I hear there's a lot. It's very.
Was this before?
Before, yeah. Okay. It's very busy. This particular this frequency in this area because it's Memphis and Tennessee, and we were going to a small airfield for private planes. And I hear a Southwest pilot come on. Memphis Center. That was not moderate turbulence. So we would have appreciated a heads up about that. Our passengers are not happy. I'm like,
okay, this is probably a 737, right?
Yes,
and he's saying
that they have a problem.
So we're in a plane that's the size of my car,
with
maybe
wings.
Smaller, with wings. And
it was rocking.
Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. It was like, being in a Jeep driving over boulders.
Yes.
It was so bumpy and scary. And I could not look out the windows because the wings were going up and down.
Honestly, first of all, you had no motion sickness, which is.
No, I did not.
Because I actually had some bags in my pocket.
Oh, you did?
I took some bags, sandwich bags and stuff. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, you know, what's uncomfortable if you're not feeling well and you don't have a bag? That's really
I would have opened my purse and then you would have had to buy me a new purse.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll. So I had some big freezer bags in my pocket. There's none of that.
This was horrifying.
No, it was very bumpy.
And even Amy Lynn said,
that's probably the worst we've been through.
So here's me. So I've got my face in my hands. Like I can't, and I'm just praying. I'm talking to Jesus. I'm like, I'm closer to you because I'm in the clouds.
Well, and I was trying to make these. We decided to drop the IFR clearance and just go VFR because we didn't want to be routed around.
I don't
around.
Know what that means. VFR.
That means that we just wanted to fly straight into the airport, get there on the ground as soon as possible, instead of having them route us properly. You know, the way you would actually do that. And so we were trying to get down as fast as possible, but at the same time,
the faster you
go, the bumpier it is. So I'm slowing this plane down to try and make the bumps less, but it's taking, so it just the whole thing. And then the wind, was 18 knots, 24 gusting, crosswind.
We're bouncing around like we're on the ocean on huge waves. Yeah. And I open my eyes and I look out the window and I see the wings flapping like a bird. That's when I put your coat over my head. And you know what? I want to tell you, the Psalm 23... I'm going to tell you.
Is that what came up for you?
What came up for me, yes. And hold on. And this particular line came up for me, which says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And I realized when I got down on the ground, I wasn't afraid that something was going to happen. I think because I was truly comforted because I was in prayer. Mm-hmm. I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I just wanted that freaking plane to get on the ground. So then when you're coming in for the landing and I look and the wings are going back and forth.
Did you see we're coming in sideways?
Yes. And I'm thinking, I'm going to say it. Holy shit. We're not going to make it.
It was rather exciting, I have to say. We were not scared or worried at any point. But
I was silent though. You didn't hear a peep out of me.
That's the worrisome part is when the passenger is quiet, they're usually going to puke in your neck. So that's why I kept looking around. Is she okay? When the passengers in the back go quiet, they're going to throw up in your neck.
Oh, you were worried about me throwing up. Out of all of that, you're worried about me throwing up.
I didn't want you to be, you were uncomfortable. I knew you were uncomfortable. I didn't know. I mean, I'm not going to say, how are you feeling? Do you want to puke? I'm not going to say that. But now we know you can. So anyway, for one thing, Amy Lynn said, Tina is officially the bravest passenger I've ever had in my life.
My daughter Elise would have passed out in the back of that plane.
She would have been dead.
And Christina too.
Oh, Christina, if she's, once she saw the crash happen, she'd be like, all right, goodbye. I'm going to stay with Phoebe. Bye. I'm out. No, she would get right out. She'd like, let me out now. No. Yeah. So you are badass. I have a badass wife. I'm so proud.
What did I say when I got out of the plane? I go, dude, you owe me a piece of jewelry.
You did say that. Amy Lynn thought that was very funny, I guess. Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so and there was...
We survived.
We did survive.
Thank goodness.
And there was Sir Patrick and Dame Jennifer. They were there at the airport to meet us, and they were all like, holy crap, we saw that going down.
Oh, but it was so windy.
Yeah.
It was so windy.
It was quite windy. It was quite windy.
I don't ever want to do that again if I don't have to.
I mean, you know, you got to land. What I thought was funny is before we even took off, we have to do the flight briefing. I say, okay, just so you know, if we're both incapacitated, you press this blue button, and then you pull on this thing for the parachute.
And I looked at you. I go, are you serious?
I said, we have to tell you.
I have to tell you. It's part of the flight instructions.
It would suck if something happened and whatever, and you didn't know what to do.
Oh, yes. So,
they're there to pick us up, and then we go to the Grand Opry Gaylord.
Yeah.
Hotel, which
was like Disney World. It was so much. Yeah.
So we're getting ready for this big meetup, which if we're at the meetup now. I told you it's going to be a long show.
Yeah.
So we're at the meetup stage of our journey for this episode of Curry and the Keeper.
Yes.
Holy moly. And we really don't have that much time. So we just go upstairs to change. We're going to get a bite to eat. And Sir Patrick had, there were a couple people there. So Dame Jennifer, of course, she came in from Nashville, South Carolina. She flew in. Uh-huh. We love Dame Jennifer.
Yeah. Dame Jennifer needs to make a trip to Texas.
She does.
Okay.
Why?
Because her mom lives in San Antonio. I'm like, we need to have some girlfriend time. Yeah.
Yeah. Is she going to stay here?
She's welcome to. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Girlfriend time.
Yeah.
Nice. So it's Sir Patrick. Then there's Dame
Meow.
No, Meow. Christina.
Dame Christina Pearl.
Christina Pearl and her husband.
Charlie.
He came, he drove down 3 hours,
yeah,
which is fantastic.
He was really cool. I liked him a lot.
Nice guy. Yeah. And she's a hoot.
She's one of my favorites. Yeah, she's so easy to be around. Yeah, I love her. She brought you a bottle of wine for your baptism.
Did, yeah.
She forgot about me, but that's okay.
You got girl time. Never. Lots of baptism gifts are cool. And Dame Meowdison, who came up from, she's from Florida.
Yeah,
and
she did
a road trip with her friend who was new to No Agenda and Curry and the Keeper. But Dame Meowdison, she's I like her.
Yeah.
She's young, right? She's 30.
Yeah, she's probably in her early 30s, yeah. I bet.
And they just been them on the road for a couple of days. And
they were having a good time in Nashville.
They just love it. And was that everybody that we had?
That at dinner, yeah.
And you know, so we order, you know, it's like burgers and steak. It's basically
coming
out of one big nasty kitchen in the Gaylord, no doubt. It's not like a high, but I had two margaritas. Yes. So now I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
And then before we start, I think, was it Dame Meowdison or someone said, shall we say grace?
Oh, I thought you said it.
No.
Oh.
Before, I think it was her or maybe Dame Christina Pearl.
Somebody mentioned it. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my goodness.
That.
Yeah. So we all held hands and I said grace.
You said the prayer. Yeah.
Yeah. How'd I do?
You did.
I'm getting pretty good.
I mean, you didn't thank the butterflies and, you know.
And the squirrels.
And the chipmunks.
I think I did thank everyone for getting there safe.
Yes.
Thank you. We're all here.
You're getting really good at it too. That.
I like it. Well, I have good teachers.
Yes.
I pay attention to Pastor Jimmy. Yes.
Hence the word fellowship that you ragged on me earlier. But anyway, go ahead.
How does that? Okay, Kara Swisher. But anyway, go ahead. Thanks. Then we go to the roller rink.
To the meetup. Mm-hmm. There are about 80 to 90 people there, you think?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is where I'm getting all kinds of messages now.
Really?
Because the amount of people who congratulated me on my baptism and were Christian.
The amount of people who said they were led back to their faith. And the amount of people who are listening to Living Up in a Down World.
Yep.
That's why I said Annette and Jimmy need to come to a meetup with us.
And also a lot of Curry and the Caper listeners.
Yes.
The spillover is amazing.
Yes.
Well, who was it? This is a blonde girl. Who showed up by herself, I think she was.
I don't remember her name. She had the earbuds in?
No. Long blonde hair. Mm. But like also like a two name, Rosa Lynn or something. And
I don't know.
And she was also like, I'm so happy. I've been praying for you. And a lot of people said that.
A lot.
And then the refugees from Canada showed up with their bus and all their kids.
Mark and Maria. From
Indy. Mark and Maria.
With
a lot
Emily
of people came down.
From Indy.
I got a note from Emily.
Oh, you did?
Yes, because Emily, she shows up and she says, yeah, you've never met me, but I sent you this email. I said, you send pretty good emails. And so she sent one.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, it was great meeting you yesterday. I just remembered I should have told you the first email I sent you was July 3rd, 2020. I sent you an email about a test for white fragility that you gave to John on air. I'm sure it was hilarious. I just remember that because I wrote the email while watching fireworks outside in downtown Indianapolis. I have to apologize to Tina for turning into a complete fangirl in front of her.
Oh,
it's totally okay.
Nah, she was cool.
The highlight of the trip was doing pickleback shots and bowling with Sir Brian with an eye. Oh, if you get a chance, can you wish my smoking hot husband, Bruce Blessinger, a happy 37th birthday? His birthday was on April
19th. Oh, nice. So, yeah, liked her.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, she came with some other dude, and they had like a blown out gasket on the way down.
Yeah, some young guy. I can't remember
people were driving for like 10 hours to
Crazy.
Come to this.
And then there was the dreamy couple, Jessica and her dreamy husband, Steve.
The roller skates?
Southwest Airlines pilot. Weren't they like the most attractive couple? Like,
yeah, if you were to...
They were like Barbie and Ken.
Yeah, if you wanted to do a movie about your typical airline pilot and stewardess.
They were like Barbie and Ken.
I'm sorry, flight attendant.
Excuse me.
That would be it. Oh, yeah. And we're married.
Yeah.
And look at our perfect children. But, you know, did he have just a mound like Malibu Ken?
Oh,
didn't check. Didn't check.
No, I did not check, Adam Curry.
Hey,
do
man,
you have a mound?
My daughter had Barbies. You know, I was
she
like,
had Borbies.
She favored the Borbies because you could take their heads off easier. They popped off.
Yeah. And then you met Jeff Smith. And Jeff Smith is the, you know Jeff Smith, but he came and he's the one that did the Curry and the Keeper music.
Well, he's done
Living Up in a Down World.
For No Agenda.
Yeah.
Tons. And so with Jeff, I was sharing my ideas about, you know, we've got some podcasting 2.0, how to integrate music. And Jeff, you know, Jeff has been in worship bands. He's Christian. In fact, when I called him for Living Up in a Down World to ask him to do the song for them, that's when I told him. And he's like, wow, this is so cool. And and that was just, I can't remember all the names.
It was an amazing event. It was so lovely. I had so many fans there. Like,
You did. No, you absolutely did.
No, I'm kidding.
It was phenomenal.
It was fun. And I had to be your handler.
And who was the, what's his name, who gave me a Bible, got another Bible there.
I don't remember his name. I don't remember.
He actually, I think he's on the list.
I remember Blake. Blake came up and he's like, I've been listening for long. I haven't donated yet. I go, you're a douchebag? And then by the end of the night, he showed you. He's like, I donated. I'm no longer a douchebag.
That's right. He had 3330. Mirthril the Learned.
Oh.
Who gave me the Bible.
He was really nice too. So many.
Everybody was nice. And then Sir Brian with an eye did show up all of a sudden. Like, whoa, there he is.
Yeah.
A little more, please. Yeah. Oh. Is it warm in here?
You got a sweatshirt on. I got a tank top on.
Well, this is not just a sweatshirt. This is my my alma mater.
Alma mater. Yes. I remember.
Is my Mercy Me hoodie in the wash?
I don't think so.
I didn't see. I wanted to wear it into Austin today. I went to do my hair.
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't find it.
Okay.
It's very popular.
Oh, that's another thing. You've learned how to fold your sweatshirts.
Okay. Yes. So let's just break this down for a second. So there's a shelf in our closet, and that's where my sweatshirts and my jeans are. And you made some joke.
Oh, Adam, it was a disaster.
But you made a joke, and I don't know where we were. You said, oh, all your sweatshirts. Yeah. I think that was at the Mercy Me concert. Cause I said, oh, and I got a sweatshirt. I'm like, really like this sweatshirt because it has Mercy Me on the front. It has like huge Jesus
and
on the back.
Always only Jesus, the
Jesus, like all the way down the back. Yeah. I want to wear that. I want to wear that everywhere. This is cool. That's what I want to wear. I like to provoke. I want people to know what's going on. And said, oh yeah. And they're also nicely folded and everything. I'm like, did you fold did you fold them up for me? Like, no.
Oh, it was a disaster. I think probably at one point I probably went in and mashed it all up.
Yeah, just to make it worse. You probably did. And so, and then I was very vulnerable and I went to you and I said, before we go to bed, I need you to help me with something. Like, I'm not going to fold your hood.
Oh, is that how I talk?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm not. If you think I'm going to fool you.
Oh.
And I said, no, would you please teach me? Because I really don't know how to do it. And that's why it winds up messing up every single time. So are you texting someone right now? Are you literally texting someone during my vulnerability moment? Who are you texting?
Okay. Annette just texted me. She said, do you have guests there tonight? I need to talk to you for a moment when you get a chance. I didn't want to keep her hanging. And so I just said, we're recording.
She knows our schedule. What is wrong with her?
She probably thinks we're done. Okay. Carry on with your vulnerability moment.
Now you've ruined it. Now.
No.
No, the moment's gone. No. The moment's gone.
No.
The
moment's gone. I'm sorry. I just noticed that she was waiting to talk to me. No, finish. Finish.
So I don't have any friends scheduled on recording night to talk to. Oh, I'm sorry. I can almost talk with you. I have to do the show. It was so boring. I want to talk to you.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Sounds hollow, but okay.
Okay.
Anyway, and you taught me how to do it. And how has it been since then?
It's been great.
And I just realized,
I'm OCD about it.
But I realized
like
I have, I'm like, why? Cause I stopped and I said, why am I making a mess of this? I mean, it makes no sense. It's messy. It's dumb. I can't find my things because it's jammed in the back. I'm like, I don't know how to fold them.
So every night he comes out, he takes his sweatshirt out. He spreads it out on the counter in the bathroom and he diligently folds the left side, folds the right side, puts the hood down. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
I don't know if I like the sound of that, but thank you.
But doesn't it make life easier?
Of course it does. I just needed that little bit of extra help. So sometimes when you think, what a dick, it's because I'm a sad man.
I don't.
I need help. And instead of helping me, you're just mad. You're just mad.
Oh my gosh, you make me.
I make you what? Truthfully? No. Am I giving you an accurate representation?
I am the light. I am not a mad person.
Okay.
I radiate light. Okay,
yes,
getting back to Nashville.
Yes.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Meetup. So many.
Great.
Every time
meetup.
We go, I mean, the people are just so gracious and kind and they give us gifts and they're just.
There's always cool stuff.
Absolutely lovely people.
And the range of people from, my goodness, people, farmers, the people who escaped California.
Yeah.
Farmers, law enforcement,
Yeah.
Aviation,
yeah.
Teachers, everything is represented.
Dude's name Ben.
Dude's name
guys.
Ben. Yeah. We met Sir Patrick's family, which is great.
Yes,
was
finally. Because
so
I said to him, I go, are you sure you have a wife? I've never met her. And yes, his family and his kids were there. And then, I mean, it lasted a good 2 hours. And then we went back to the hotel and we were like, let's just have a drink and just
oh, you
just
and I
decompress.
Just had a nice little wine.
Together.
Just, yeah, that was a good call.
And then we got up early.
Didn't even shower.
Took my Xanax. And
you don't have no Xanax. No. Talking about.
And then we got on the plane and it was the plane ride home was uneventful.
Yeah.
Now we were in the clouds.
We
most
had
of the time.
A lot of headwind. So, you know,
it took a long time.
So we decided that we would land in North Texas, not far from Dallas, to get some gas because it would be on the edge of.
I didn't need to know that either.
We just said, no, we're just going to land for a pee break. But we're like, we need some gas, dude. don't tell the passengers, but we need gas. No, it was all scheduled. We knew, Amy Lynn and I were texting, like, just heads up. You know, we got 35 knot headwind. So, I've scheduled us to land here. And so all that was all, you were in safe hands all the way.
I was not worried on the way home. Hey. Surviving the way there, I could handle anything
coming
back.
You even filmed my landing, which was cool. Yeah.
But we were in the clouds, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is so boring.
So most people, when they're in the clouds and you can see nothing, it's white outside, the front and the sides, they get vertigo.
Oh, I didn't.
And,
it didn't affect me at all.
And they get very freaked out because you don't know. Am I flying? Am I flying into a mountain? Because you don't know. You can't see anything.
Yeah.
So again,
well,
badass.
Mountains wouldn't be that high for one, at least where we were.
Well, badass.
But
you're badass.
Thank you.
You're badass.
I was looking at the Google Maps.
Would you fly with me again?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just not that long. It was a little long. We all agreed.
It was long.
It was on the edge.
It was 5 hours coming home. It was long.
Yeah, it was
but I'm looking at my phone and Google Maps would come up. So I kept looking at the map like I was in an Uber. Like, are we getting there?
You were basically
are
in
we
an
getting
Uber.
There? Like, oh my God. Because it was just boring. It was boring.
Yeah. It was boring for us too.
But really the whole thing, I mean, it was faith over fear for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm glad you would do it again because if we need to go to Houston or Dallas, this is perfect.
Yeah.
An hour.
Yeah.
Know, boom, you're up, you're done.
Yeah. So I am
even a little bit further, but no more than 2 hours.
Oh no. It was
hours.
Entirely That's too. Like, it's boring. There was nobody to sit there with me. So, if I can get Annette to come with me next time or somebody. And I could sit there and talk
wonder how Annette would be with the turbulence.
She wouldn't go in there. She wouldn't.
Like,
no, not
nope,
after this
nope,
story.
Nope, 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 nope,
no,
no, no, no, no. What if I buy her some jewelry too?
Yeah. You might be able to convince her. So we get home and then I have an hour to take a shower, turn around and drive to Austin.
We could drop you off in Austin. That's perfect. And then you could just take an Uber home or whatever. Like, no, I don't want to take an Uber home. Okay, so suit yourself.
Yeah, so I hopped in my car and drove to Austin because Julie and I went to the
jam packed with traffic.
Oh my gosh!
And then I don't know what to. So here's a problem.
Okay,
it's not a real problem, but
I know.
So you're in. I should probably look it up.
I know.
Your
I'm
messages.
Texting you.
He's like, I'm not even gonna say what. I mean, you were like cursing. You're like, and I'm like. It looks like it's clearing up in 5 minutes. I'm looking at maps trying to and I'm just trying to help you.
I get so hyped up and you try to calm me down.
And you get mad. And then finally I'm just bitching. Like, okay. It's like, and I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm just trying to be helpful. I want to say, I'm just trying to be helpful. Don't yell at the messenger.
I know. Sometimes I just need to vent.
Sometimes.
Vent. Yeah. So anyway, I get to Austin, I get to Julie's, we turn around, we leave because I'm late because
of
traffic.
You went to the concert.
We went to dinner first.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Elevation Worship concert and it was in the new Moody Center, which is the new Irwin Center. And I didn't realize this. I thought it was at ACL on 2nd Street, which is kind of a smaller
venue.
No,
that's Moody. It's not ACL.
10,000 people were there worshiping to Elevation worship music.
And they're like,
they're huge. They're huge.
And they
publishing,
a lot of the music they play at Bridge Churches from there.
Amazing. All these people, young, old, they knew all the songs, hands up, worshiping. It was the energy there. my buckets were like overflowing by the time I got home on Thursday.
I'll bet they were.
Mercy me. And then
you sent me pictures. I'm like, holy crap. What's going on there? That's big. I wanted to be there.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And then the pastor of Elevation Church, which I believe is in North Carolina.
Steve something is his
Furtek, name. Furtek. He was a little fire and brimstone for me. You know, like, and stop being shamed and, you know, and I don't know.
Well, that message the message sounds good, but yeah, I know. I think I've seen him. He is, fire and brimstone a little bit.
Oh, he was, he was a little too theatrical for me, but a lot of people resonated with. So it was a really nice experience. And then we came home and I turned around and drove home on
Monday.
Wednesday
morning.
Yeah. Wednesday morning. So, you know, based on what we saw at the Mercy Me concert and based on what I saw at Elevation Worship, when you see these polls that the Christianity is going down, the decline, I don't believe it for a second. I don't believe it. So I don't, because I see all these people just enjoying this and worshiping and, you know, their faith.
Well, remember, it's the same polls that said that Hillary Clinton would win 95% on the day of the election.
Exactly. And I don't believe in polls at all. So I don't put no credence into them.
So it's interesting because after these 2 weeks and just all the love and worship and, you know, I mean, we've packed a lot of God into a small box. I mean, there's a lot going on here. And I'm just, you know, I'm freshly baptized. So I'm just, whoo, I'm hey. Hey, I'm feeling it. Hey, are you Christian? Hey, Christian, how you doing? Hi, everybody. I'm walking through HEB.
I want a tattoo.
I'm walking through HEB. You know, I'm picking up my meds for, for my operation. And
the pharmacist
goes, I love Mercy Me. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, because you have your Mercy Me.
Yeah, I got the big Jesus thing on.
And then the AC guy came and I had my Bible open.
No, we had the Bibles were everywhere. It's all the Mercy Me merch. You were on the way, on your way back.
Let's come back.
And I know this guy. He's a tall guy. He's, you know, he's a nice guy. And he said, you know, and there's one thing you got to do and, you know, put that on automatic. And it's like, okay. And they says, and I'm walking him out. And he says, by the way, I really like all the literature I'm seeing around here. Keep that up. I'm like, thanks, man. I just got baptized. And that started a whole conversation. He told me that he had stories just like about how he saw a demon back in the day when he was a drag racer and just, but he was just so happy. It's like, I love this. We need more of this. This is important. You know, keep it up, you know, just, and so these messages just keep coming to me continuously. And actually,
Well, do you want to get into this or you want to do donations first?
Yeah, we can do some donations.
Yeah.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole.
Fill me up a little bit more, would you mind?
Oh.
Might as well finish it off.
We got to hear from your cocksuckers now.
Hello, cocksuckers.
Yeah.
How you doing?
What did you say?
I don't know what you said. I have no idea. That's right. Value for value, which is at this moment still done with the hip new way of value for value through the Podcasting 2.0 apps, which you can find at podcastapps.com. If you're listening to this in a web browser, I see you. Consider going to podcastapps.com in your web browser, downloading Fountain or Podverse. These are the ones that, but there's 10, and you know, there's all kinds of apps you can use, and you can import your podcast from your Apple if you're using that, whatever legacy, and you can support us, and more than 13,000 podcasts are now using this. And it's a perfect way to ensure that no one can get deplatformed off of these apps. So, you know, if you like your podcast, it may be a little edgy. Hello, ladies. I see you listening to Brighteon and X22 Report and all this stuff. You may not get that on Apple in the future. So this is what you want to use. You can send a boostergram to us. And this is a great way to interact with the show.
Yeah.
And we kick it off with 33,444 from Sir Brian with an I.
Oh,
yes,
Brian.
There he is.
Thank you, Brian.
And he says, of course, he was at the meetup. The best part about No Agenda Meetups is finding out how many slaves have dual citizenship between Gitmo Nation and Vineyard Nation.
Ah, he's so clever.
He is.
He's very clever.
He should do something with that. I'd like to state for the record that the Cork Soakers from Indiana did not stuff 6 grown adults into a sedan with no seatbelts on. And for sure, we did not do it twice. Mark, Maria, Emily, Colleen, and Gabe, love you all. Let's go bowling again soon, and let's go podcasting. May your corks be forever soaked.
Oh, very nice.
Brian, man, you're a good writer. You should do something with that.
Yes, Brian, you're very okay. Yeah, maybe you can create those levels for me.
Then we have Mary and Blake in Beacon Falls, Connecticut with 33,333. Gotta love that. Adam, congratulations on your baptism. We love you both and thank you for all you do.
Oh, are they new? Do they need to be decanted?
I don't know, but just in case, make sure.
You've been decanted.
Just to make sure. Then we have 33,015.
Mm-hmm. CSB.
You got it. Comic strip blogger, Tenacious Tina, and Adaptable Adam.
Oh, Tenacious Tina.
I think he's writing it. I keep accusing him of letting ChatGPT write this. You know, I did not do it. This is not ChatGPT. I do this. Blah, blah, blah. With the Keeper cast. Really? Really? You two sweethearts are providing a product that is much sought after.
Oh.
It's a big compliment. He's very critical of everything and everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Fascinatingly insightful and effortlessly genuine, each episode brings nothing but joy to your cork soaker crew.
No.
I am privileged to be able to promote a podcast show that specializes in documenting news articles which focus on artificial intelligence.
AI.cooking.
Consider us at AI.cooking. AI.cooking. Yo.
Yo.
CSB. Thank you very much, comics and blogger.
Thank you.
Dame Christina Pearl.
Oh, Christina.
15,260. Some health karma for you from Exodus. Good luck to you both on surgery day.
Oh, thank you. Really, Adam, not me. But
well...
I have to drive him.
I know. It's a huge burden. I love sushi. 15,000 sats.
Wow.
Adam, I love being able to participate in your baptism via the broadcast. Oh. Because of course it was on.
Yes.
It was on YouTube. And we should mention a little wink from the man upstairs.
Oh, yes. This is profound.
Yes.
Gotta give the backstory, though.
If you look at the YouTube of that entire night of worship on April 12th on YouTube, Bridge Church, Fredericksburg.
But the significance of 33.
Well, that's what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
Why are you giving away the punchline?
I'm sorry. I'm getting daggers here. Some people who don't listen to No Agenda may not know about the number.
But you do that after the punchline.
Okay, sorry. Sorry. I'll be quiet.
Listen. Everybody who's listening to the show comes from No Agenda. All right. Sorry. No Agenda is the base.
I've recruited some people too, you know.
Name them. Name them and shame them.
Annette and Jimmy.
Oh, okay. They've never heard the 33 thing before. Okay. 33 is the magic number. It's a big deal.
Yes.
And the minute there's a lull, it's like, who's next? Literally, if someone says, who's next? I start stepping up. And that is at 1 hour, 33 minutes and 33 seconds.
Yes.
This is
pretty significant.
This is the big man winking at me saying, told you.
Yes. And so when you came out and you, cause somebody pointed it out to you and you came out and you said, you told me, and I said to you, I got to double check that before you get on the horn and start promoting that.
Yeah.
Yes. I have to double check that.
It was correct.
Yes.
Praying for you and Tina as you continue to discover the spiritual riches God has in store for you as a couple and individually.
Yes,
prayer. Yeah. Prayer hands emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Japanese person, 10,033 sats, cork soaker for life in Vineyard Nation. Thank you.
Japanese person,
We don't think we know Japanese person.
Decanting.
You've been decanted.
Sir Miguel of New York City. Is that not Migs?
Oh, Migs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
10,000 sats. No note, though. I know what's up with that. You forgot to say hi?
Migs has my back when I go to New York.
Yeah, when are you going?
2 weeks.
I hope I'm recovered by then.
If you're not, I will stay.
Oh, thank you. It's okay.
Maybe.
We got Bubba.
Bubba.
With 10,000. Do you know Bubba?
Yeah.
10,000 sats.
Adam, we've met Bubba at the Kill and Grill.
Oh, of course
we've met Bubba.
Yes, we have met Bubba.
Yeah.
Here's how to cure your 14 glasses of wine a week issue. Drink 9 out of pint-sized glasses. Instantly cut your intake consumption to 7 a week just on slightly more gray beard. One slightly more gray beard to another. can't help it. I'm a giver. It's a lot of spelling mistakes here. And from the ex-hairdresser, now truck driver, we never speak of a man's highlights. Shame on the talent for letting that slip. Yes. Thank you, Bubba.
Your hair looks good today, by the way.
Thank you. Yes. I had it done. Correct. 5,000 sats from Sinalco. Congratulations on your baptism, Adam. Thank you. Praying for a closer and closer relationship with God for you both. Thank you very much.
Is that a new person too?
Sinalco. I think so. We're just going to be decanting
all
night
that's
long.
That's good. Welcome, Corksucker. Yes.
Then we have Tom Zerbizon. And Tom sent us 5,000 sats. And he sent it through, Stephen B. Split Kit. No one will know what that is, but it's something that is a podcasting 2.0 experimental thing. So he also needs to be decanted. I appreciate you.
You've been decanted.
The split kit is something we're working on for musicians.
Yes.
Where you could actually, the whole idea is when you send a boostergram, you can split it up. And so for music, we want to split it up between music, composer, everyone who's singing, playing, the backup singers, even the drummer, anybody can get some split. So the split kit is something you can project. So you don't need an app, but you project it on your screen and then people can hit it with a QR code and then you can send the splits that way.
Sounds complicated.
Well, people, they're on stage and it comes on and then at that moment you can send them sats by scanning the, it's so complicated.
Okay, got it.
Harshing my mellow. What you need to say is, wow, that's
man.
So cool.
It's
don't worry. You're the person who said, why would anyone need a cell phone?
I know.
I'm very happy with this.
And debit cards. Anybody ever use a debit card?
Whenever Tina says, huh? That means it's going to be a huge success. So I'm actually very happy. Thank you, babe. I feel instantly good. I forgot about that. You are the canary in the coal mine. When Tina says,
same thing
you
said about the show, too. Like, why do we have to talk about?
And we're not done.
Okay.
JDP 3333 from Breeze. No note. Let's see. We got bad career advice, Chad.
Chad Farrow?
No, it says bad career advice, Chad.
Oh,
this is someone
that's a new person.
3333. We'll decant him for that.
We got a lot of
you then decanted.
So here's some bad career advice. Quit drinking on a show where the listeners are called Corksucker. Yes, that would be very bad. That would be bad career advice. Good health advice. Look into medicine ball slams for full body strength training. Are you insane?
I'll be happy if you send me one. I need a medicine ball.
Can start light, work up as your body allows, and is super efficient, super time efficient way to get a full body workout.
Remember when we were in Jamaica and I said there was a woman in the gym who was taking the medicine ball. And not only slamming it down, but yelling as she was slamming it down.
I can just imagine Phoebe flipping out
it's
over
that. It's definitely a good workout.
Sir Miguel comes in with two more 1700 boosts, but no, so he must have been just drunk. Drunk boosting. We appreciate that. And Dame Heather. Do we know Dame Heather? That's another. Dame Heather is also new, I think.
You've been decanted.
1,500 sats. Adam, I grew up with you on Headbangers Ball. I'm a 13-year-long No Agenda listener, and I'm proud to grow up with you on your faith journey.
Aww.
I started feeling the pull to God last year, but wasn't sure what to do with it. You speaking openly about your journey gave me permission to start my own. You also made me feel okay about getting hearing aids.
Aww.
Laughing, angry face emoji.
You know, I've received so many messages just like that.
Yeah.
So many.
All
countless.
About me?
No.
About me?
No.
They're thanking me through you?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
I'll be watching your baptism tonight. Thank you. And thanks to Tina for recommending the Life Application Study Bible. I love it.
Oh, yes. I remember now. Yes. She had asked me.
So
Dame Heather, she had asked me.
On Insta? On the IG?
I think through either, I can't remember either there or email.
Okay.
I can't remember. Yeah, well, I'm busy.
Welcome, Dame Heather.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you, Heather.
Let's see. We have, who is this? Radio Tube, 1,000 sats, S73s and 88s, November 5, Papa Romeo Echo. Ham guy, 73s,
ham
Kilo
nerd.
5, Alpha Charlie.
That's Adam's ham.
Ham thing.
Code thing.
Yeah, ham code thing. It's called a call sign. Loving that you are sharing your salvation journey with us.
I married you knowing that you're a ham nerd.
Well, I haven't broken out the antenna or anything since
but
we've been living.
But you did when we were dating. Oh, yeah, I would catch you on your balcony with your headset on and these big loops and whatever.
And what did you think?
In your robe?
Did you think sexy? In my robe, did you think sexy?
I'm like, wow, this guy's a nerd.
Okay. Loving that you are sharing your salvation journey with us. I pray you two are able to bring more into the fold by sharing your story. The love is so strong between you and your love for God, too. Bam!
For sure.
That's actually absolutely true. And then here's Ian. This is Mirthril the Learned. Ian from the Nashville meetup. He's the who gave the Bible.
Okay.
This is my first donation. I need to be decanted.
Oh, Ian.
You've been decanted.
He gave me $20 cash on the spot, Bible, and he saved up his sats from listening to other podcasts on Fountain.
Oh, thank you, Ian.
As promised in person, I'm dedicating all my earned sats to this show alongside Living Up in a Down World.
Oh.
I pray that the Rock of Ages study Bible gets you both a lot of mileage. Lastly, in love, I want to warn you both of incomplete teachings, not Pastor Jimmy, but misguided shepherds. Sound doctrine preaches death, burial, resurrection, salvation, repentance of sin, danger of hell, and pursuit of purity, and wait for his soon return.
Oh, okay.
He's a lovely guy.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
It's heavy.
It is heavy. But you know, I see Pastor Jimmy here.
Oh!
So proud of you both. You're on the journey. So much joy and laughter in this episode. I want to boost you, but alas, MoonPay is still blocking me. Ugh, love you. He has so many sats that he needs to get it from his Get Albi into Fountain.
You need to, yes.
Yeah. And once I show him, he'll know him. He'll be like, oh, okay, I get
once
it.
Once you're all healed up, you need a tutorial. He needs a tutorial.
You know, I always boost their show.
I know. You want to keep them in the top 10.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I boost them so far. They're in the top 10 above us.
Boost us.
Thank you all very much for supporting us. We did a tease, kind of a big announcement.
I was just thinking about that. Should we go into that?
Well, yes.
I'm not pregnant. If anybody knows.
I'm not pregnant.
My eggs are dust.
Yeah.
No. So Adam came to me a couple days ago and he said, you know, this vacation of yours that you've been on for the last couple of years, it's got to stop.
This is not exactly how
it's
that works.
Stop.
This is not. No.
I'm done with you laying around, just working out, doing laundry and cooking meals. You need to get back to work.
This is not how it went
down.
That's
what you said.
No. I said, this show has legs. This is now, and this is also, we were talking with Jimmy and Annette, you know, they do it weekly. And I said, we'll never build up the audience the way we want it with a once a week show. And of course, I've been planning on springing this on you for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The way I lathered you up by saying, we're going to do it 4 days a week. You're like, what? Then all of a sudden, once a week didn't sound so bad, did it? Jimmy knew it. He's nice, like, I see what you're doing.
Nice strategy.
Right, good strategy. But also, I feel, you know, you're like, we have nothing to talk about. It's my belief that this, what we're doing here, our faith journey, this is what we need to be talking about.
Oh,
I mean, it's the same way we're doing it. I mean, because something that is, look at what people are telling us.
Mm-hmm.
They love this. People are coming to faith through listening to us. There's something about just us talking about how we're experiencing it that is very helpful to people.
Mm-hmm.
And this was accentuated for me. But I was supposed to be on Megyn Kelly Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yesterday.
And actually... Excuse me. Oh, my rib. It does.
Your McRib. My McRib.
And, you know, I discussed it with John. He's like, you know, he said, make sure you talk about the trans Maoist stuff. You know, that's good. That's, she needs to hear that.
I'm Megan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, McRib. And I don't know what's going on. And so I was kind of prepared for that, you know, and already, and then the producer comes on, you know, I'm dialed in at 10:45, and it's like, well, it's breaking news, Tucker Carlson and all this. I'm like, okay, cool. I can talk about that. Yeah. I'm going to be on first for 20 minutes and then we'll go to a break and then we'll come back. And of course, then all of a sudden Glenn Beck is on, then announcing Glenn Greenwald. Now it's McRib. Excuse me. And it's 11:45, and then they're like, I'm just going to be honest with you, man. Megan just wants to talk about this for the 2 hours and want to have you back on. And I thought, why is it that? So I was not mad. And they're like, you have every reason to be upset. We're so sorry.
They said that to you.
Oh, yeah. We're so sorry. We're so. Can you know,
yeah, because you're cute. You're prepared for it.
The last time I was supposed to be on, Sharon Osbourne got fired.
I know. I remember.
You know, whenever I go on Megyn Kelly, someone's getting fired.
And you know what? Also, too, I want to tell you, because I think that struck me that I don't know that she really knows the depth of who you are.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't.
And Brianne from Saddle Tramp, she DM'd me on Instagram and she said, she goes, I'm glad she had him back. Every time he goes on, I feel like he's been on twice now. Maybe I'm making this up. I feel like she steers conversation and or doesn't engage in what he's trying to get into topic wise because she's still pretty distilled in things she's trying to entertain. She's definitely not part of Gitmo Nation in a way that feels like she throttles his potential. And Brianne nailed it. Cause that's what I feel like. And I was hoping that with this interview that it would be different, but anyway, go ahead.
Kara. It's a very bad habit.
Sorry. I'm just tossing it back to you, babe.
Yeah. Kara.
Johnny.
Oh,
was it Johnny? All right, Ed.
All right, Ed. Am I Ed or Johnny? Make up your mind. And so I'm thinking, I'm just like, okay, I'm disappointed because I think I had something to communicate that is important because, you know, we have a tremendous problem with girls in our country.
Right.
You know, and, mm-hmm. and that's actually not the conversation. It's more about men, you know, in women's sports and drinking beer and all this stuff. That's the problem. I'm thinking like, why did this happen? I just went right back to, okay, God has a different plan.
Right.
And it will be revealed to me. Mm-hmm. And almost right away it happens. You say, you've got to listen to this episode of Glenn Beck with this guy, John Kahn, mm-hmm. who's explaining we are in the situation today, which is a repeat. He's a pastor, by the way. I think he's a Messianic Jew pastor. He has a pastor. He has a church.
He was an atheist, he said.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book called The Return of the Gods. Mm-hmm. He's written other books, but The Return of the Gods. And you said, you have to listen to this Glenn Beck episode. And so today, as I'm going into Austin, I'm listening to this episode and it starts to dawn on me. Oh, wow. There's so much that I haven't understood about the time that we're living in right now. And it is literally the demons. And this is how I got into faith is like, there's so much evil in the world. There has to be good. Mm-hmm. So now the evil is being exposed to me through this. It's episode 138 or 158, I think, of Glenn Beck show. Mm-hmm. John Kahn, K-C-A-H-N. Mm-hmm. Very, C-A-H-N. Mm-hmm. Just so good that after I was done listening to it, I got his book on Audible and I'm listening to him like, this is mind blowing. And then there's this video that shows up of Tucker at the Heritage Foundation.
Yes.
Is it Heritage Foundation?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he's literally...
On Friday.
He's literally saying the same thing that this guy is saying and is in his book. The house was empty. God left the house. And it's specific for America. America is really... is the shining city on the hill that needs people to pray. I mean, really just have to be praying and believe in Jesus Christ. That's all that it takes to beat this. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't. And Tucker Carlson has figured it out. And I believe seeing that video, which happened over the weekend before Monday, I believe that's one of the reasons he got fired. Mm-hmm. Because the enemy truly has taken hold of media, of education, all these things that, you know, medical, we don't really talk science about that much on this mm-hmm. show. So I think it's important that we do this more often and just show people how easy it is mm-hmm. and how fun it is. Mm-hmm. And even for me, the 58-year-old atheist who popped in and look at, and did I change? Did no agenda change? No. It's probably gotten better, honestly.
Well, you're cussing less. Mm. You're not smoking, but you're drinking more.
I'm not drinking any more than I was. And by the way, Jesus loved his vino, baby. Jesus was an outlaw and he drank like a fish.
Yeah.
Like a fish.
I'm so glad I turned you on to that Glenn Beck. And I would encourage everybody to go and listen to it. It's pretty mind boggling.
And so I'm not sure how, but, and we'll figure that out. But, you know, just talking about it, just staying in our lane. Look, I'm not trying to prophesize to anybody.
We're just living our
living
life.
Our life. Yeah. And also noticing things and taking note. And it will just make a difference. It will make a difference. And with that, I also want, you know, I'm working on this music thing. And I want musicians and bands who have no label and don't really want it because you can't make money anywhere, certainly not on Spotify. I want them to be able to participate in Value for Value. And, you know, and there's a lot of Christian songs out mm-hmm. there that are being made. Maybe we can play one from time to time mm-hmm. on our show.
Okay. Yeah, I'm all for it. Yeah.
I mean, you like that?
Yeah, yeah.
You're the one that detects me. You detect music really well. So I'm just going to leave that to you.
More work. I got it.
And then I said, you know, and then so we should really do this once a week. And, but that means you got to work. So,
I know.
You know, that means we need a newsletter. It means we need to open up a PayPal because we have to be compensated. Otherwise, you know, we got too many things to do.
Okay.
And we have to help people who, we're going to turn it into Bitcoin anyway. Anyone donates, we're turning into Bitcoin. This is the exit strategy. Okay. This is the Curry exit strategy.
This is our retirement plan.
This is the retirement plan. We're going to do this forever.
Okay. So
we can do it whenever.
When are we doing this? May 1st? When are we starting this?
Next week. What's your problem? I don't know how to set up a Substack. Come on, man. Get on the website. Start working on the website. I can't do everything.
I got things to do this week. I'm taking care of you, and I'm gonna have to warm up.
Oh,
your
that's
soup.
Right. Oh, that's right. I'll be incapacitated.
I would say let's focus on like maybe May 1st, second week of May.
What is the first? We have to. Wednesday is the day, though. What is the first Wednesday in May?
I don't know. So that's our big announcement. We are
sounds so anticlimactic the way you. That's our big announcement, everybody. May 3rd. May 3rd would be our first
okay,
one.
Okay, we're
going to
do
it
weekly. I'm going to do a newsletter. And I have some people's emails.
But people
can
will be able
email?
To sign up.
Yes. And we'll post it on Twitter and Instagram. And you can sign up and you can get our emails. And
the whole point of the email is to remind people that we're doing a show.
Yes. And I encourage you, if you have questions or if you want to ask us anything, please send them to us.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point of the boostergrams and the donation notes. You send that, and if they're interesting, whatever.
Yeah.
We'll talk about them on the show. And if it's too difficult, we refer you to our friends, Jimmy and Annette.
Okay.
I don't know, man. You ask those guys.
Exactly. We don't know.
Too much work for me. I don't understand. I don't know. I'm just cruising along, babe. I don't know what's going on. What do you think?
I think it's good.
And it's just important. It's important for us, for children, for everything. It's a call. I feel like I got called to do something with you.
I also think too.
How about you? Did you not feel this?
No, I
that
don't
would
know.
Be a hard no. not really. No.
I mean, no. But I am your partner. I am your biggest cheerleader, and I'm right by your side for sure.
I can't be doing this political stuff for the rest of my life. I want to work with you above all, if I may be honest.
Oh, yeah, because John said that, if something happens to you, he wants to do No Agenda.
He literally said, you got to show me how to do that, man, because after Tina's done grieving, then she has to do the show with me. I'm like, what?
I guess I'm a highly sought after talent.
You are.
But no, what I was going to say is I think that it's so important to have a lot of levity and laughter and just joyfulness.
Of course.
And that's really what I want our podcast to focus on.
Yes.
Is that.
Yes, of course.
Because I love when people say, oh my gosh, I love listening to you. Tina, you're fantastic. Adam's good.
He's okay. He's a good producer. He hangs in there. He's doing all right.
Yeah. And I just think that people need that lightness because there's so much.
I totally agree.
Dragging down of the heart.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying we don't have to be all like, oh, everything's horrible.
In the words of Jimmy and Annette, let's live.
Live up in a down world?
Yes, let's live up in a down world.
I just want more people to come to faith.
Yeah.
And if we can live by example, look at you sucking down that wine. Hey, people, let me tell you, Christians drink wine. It's good stuff.
All right. That's our big announcement. So we're going weekly. We're doing a newsletter. We have a PayPal account for those people that are afraid to donate sats.
But we're still going to be educating people all the way.
We take wine. We take gifts.
Books, anything. We take anything. Value for value.
Dog food, dog treats.
Value for value. That's what it is. Exactly. Anything else on your list, babe?
The last thing was the Utopia trip. we went to Utopia with a group of people from the church.
I can't believe I'm still standing.
I know. You're sweating over there too.
It's a little warm in here. You've got to slow down on the scheduling.
Well, it is. It's coming to a screeching halt tomorrow.
Right. That's me. I'm hitting a brick wall.
Yes. Yeah, so we went with 16 people to Utopia, Texas, which is about an hour and a half south of us.
Yeah.
So we went with a party bus with a bunch of church friends, new church friends. I enjoyed the camaraderie.
We got back way too late. Jimmy and I both had, it was a school night.
It was
show night. So we had our shows. My voice, I started to lose it on the way home.
I know. Luckily, you had a pretty good voice for the show on Sunday.
I pushed through it to make it happen. And I didn't lose it, thank goodness.
But I like how we get there and you're like, we drove an hour and a half to go to a winery.
I loved it, everybody who was there. I had a good time. I'm not the party pooper. But yeah, I was like, I would say actually the bus ride made it kind of cool because we were all just hanging out and it was like a Scooby-Doo bus. It was a cool party bus, but it was definitely had a 1970s vibe to it still kind of.
Yeah. It looked like your studio with the lights that we have on.
With USB connectors.
But it was, I'm going to use the word again. It was the fellowship. It was all the people
this
and
is
the
just,
friends.
This word is not working for me. Fellowship.
Fellowship. My new word.
That sounds like a fellowship. I don't want a fellowship. Who wants a fellowship?
Okay. New friends. How's that?
Yeah. That's
new
friends. Yeah. New friends.
That was the highlight for me. It was fun.
Oh, fellowship. Fellowship.
What is that?
I don't know. It's like some holy friendship fellowship.
What are we at time wise?
Oh man, 1:45. We gotta get out of here. Should we leave?
We gotta go.
Let's get out of here. All right.
I love you.
Oh, I love you so much. I can't wait for May 3rd.
Everybody, prayers up for Adam tomorrow, please.
Thank you all very much, everybody. Yeah.